Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign.
Do you have one more in you?
Yeah, I have stories for one more.
Okay. One second here. Let me move.
I'm going to get some more coffee.
Okay. I'm going to use the restroom real quick.
I'm
going
to run to Marion real quick.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Check out the Goodwill for me. See if they have any more bookends.
Oh, you're still doing that.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
I think we should rebrand IBS. I think it gets a bad rap because of that name. My proposal? Rock and Roll Colon.
See, this is always the hardest part.
What is?
Yeah, when we do two of these in a row, like starting again.
Oh, yeah. It's tough, right? Because we just, what is it? How do we avoid using our best stuff at the start?
I think it's using all your energy. I think you need to refresh. So what are you going to do? You're going to take a couple deep breaths?
Oh, no, I forgot how to breathe out. No, that's fine. Don't worry, people. I haven't forgotten how to breathe out.
Right.
That'd be weird.
Mm-hmm. With funny Cole, out with not funny Cole.
That's so hard. You never know when not funny Cole's going to show up. I can't really control him.
In with food, out with diarrhea.
That's the way it works. I think. I don't know. I feel like I'm high energy. I've got coffee in me. I've got a... people know what that does to me. I've got some ice water here to chill down my humors. Oh, maybe that's the problem.
Mm-hmm. With the coffee? I thought in the last one that we just did, you were playing down the effects of coffee. And now you're saying that it's doing something to you?
That's the joke.
That's the what?
That's the joke. It is a cross episode joke.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you were doing like a left hook to the nose with that one.
Oh, I don't know. I heard a voice from somewhere in my house. One of my dinguses heard a thing I said and lit up.
What do you have? You have Dora or
an Amazon Echo?
And you do?
Yeah, I about said the name, and that would wake her up again.
And it's Letitia. What is it?
It is
Alexa. Whisper it. It's Alexa.
That's Alexa.
Alexa.
Yeah. No, I just can't say that word anymore without her chiming in, wanting to help.
Shut the fuck up.
Your commute will be 16 minutes. Okay, thank you. What's the weather going to be like?
You
know.
You will throw me at the wall in.
No, I can just like, I can shout out like, hey, turn my lights off. And it turns off. It's pretty cool.
You got to hide from your appliances.
Oh, no, it started the oven again. Yeah.
You got to sneak in. Where have you been?
Oh, gosh. Have you been cheating on me with Siri? No, I assure you. What is that in your pocket? No. I'll buy all the friends I need, damn it.
I knew it.
Oh, no, I'm just playing into your hand with that joke.
You and Jarvis.
Don't say that word. Also, how do you know who Jarvis is?
Why can't I?
I'm not underestimating you. That just doesn't seem like a poll you would be, you know, not be able to make. It doesn't seem like a poll that is in your inventory. That's not an arrow that's in your quiver, Clint.
The proverbial poll?
Maybe. No, seriously, God. How do you know who Jarvis is?
From people. We travel in more of the same circles than you think.
How do you mean?
Just we listen to a lot of the same people.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we listened to the same stuff. So you probably got that from Merlin, didn't you?
Right.
Yeah. There we go. There we go.
It's from Iron Man.
Yes, it's from Iron Man, bemoaning how we need Jarvis.
Which, of course, is the mascot for Dry Cleaner College.
Oh, man. I'm really jealous of those industrial irons that are like burrito presses.
Are you saying that right?
What?
Iron.
Yeah. Those industrial irons.
Are you? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Seriously, how do you say iron?
Iron?
Iron, yeah.
I don't even remember anymore.
It's lost all
meaning. They all kind of sound the same, although I'm sure someone listening will probably tell us they're different.
Yeah, I mean, they're like, it's what, the Don thing.
I'm doing ironing.
I need to iron this shirt. I haven't ironed a shirt. Yes, I've ironed a shirt.
I have so many irons in the fire.
Mm. He had a big iron on his hip. Yeah.
I'm gonna break your headlight with a 9 iron. Iron, yes.
Iron.
That's how you say it. Stop it.
Cobalt.
Quit it.
Quit. Quidium.
Quidditch?
Quidditch. Quidditch sky. I talked about, so I need to move that story to the other column. There we go. No more Quidditch skydiving for us.
Steve Ballm.
Steve Ballmer?
Nope, Steve Ballm.
Who's Steve Ballmer?
He's a guy that bought the Clippers and said that the iPhone would never become a thing because you can't just hop in the phone business.
I know who Steve Ballmer is.
Do you?
Yeah. Former CEO of Microsoft.
No, he's the guy that does the thing on CNBC. Investment yelling.
No, I think you're thinking of Cosmo Jim.
Oh, never mind.
What?
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got to keep up.
More curtains than a funeral home.
Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
185. Yeah, got that one right.
Circle gets the square. Of the?
Charo? Yeah, of the comedy podcast. Thank you. I didn't say line, asshole.
No, you just said Charo.
She was on Hollywood Squares.
Yeah, yeah. She shared the middle score with Paul Lynde. He was very upset.
Yeah, of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
Your name is?
I'm Chris.
My name is Cole. We're here to entertain your asses. Yeah. That's the thing. So... on other shows, the joke is, and in life, the joke is that I'm a person who will offhandedly reference Charo because of some kind of cultural history relating to the Love Boat.
She was on the Love Boat?
Yeah, she guested on the Love Boat a lot.
I had a dream last night Hulk Hogan died, so take that for what it is. Go ahead.
Well, no, last night, which is 2 weeks ago now, by the time people listen to this, you had a dream that Hulk Hogan died on the night that Muhammad Ali died.
It's weird.
I know, right? Are you having premonitions? Last week, did you have a dream that Muhammad Ali died?
I did.
Mm.
I did. And then it turns out it was Prince.
Man, there's something about these celebrities doing like fentanyl and mixing it with all this stuff. That's really sad.
They were both vegan. That's probably why my dreams got confused.
Hulk Hogan's a vegan?
No, Muhammad Ali and Prince.
Okay. Hulk Hogan had to get his hot dog skin from somewhere. Hulk Hogan is saturated with nitrates. Also Gawker money.
I love headlines.
Why?
Snoop Dogg don't watch Roots.
Snoop Dogg, don't watch Roots. It's going to be pretty upsetting. It's very real.
Stephen Hawking is looking rough.
Well, he's like 75 years old and has a degenerative disease.
Man, I miss some stories for sure.
What do you mean miss?
I'm going back to the well, and I shouldn't because I already had stories.
Oh yeah, you already pre-prod up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's all right. No, it's fine.
You were saying something about your aversion to
water therapy?
What were you saying?
To water therapy? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
You can't be accountable for the things you say. No, it's the fact that you pulled Charo out. It's like, oh, where do you know Charo from? Where do I know Charo from? You know, like, are we expecting anybody who's listening to this to know who Charo is?
No, but I was just thinking about doing like some sort of ceremony in which you were rebirthed.
Why? That's sick.
I don't know. Just like putting you in a giant garbage bag and letting you burst out into a baby pool. Well, mom encourages you to come back to us.
Don't be afraid of the world, Cole. Don't be afraid of the world. Right. You made me this way.
You can't yell from the air quotes placenta at mommy.
Oh man, you know that actually happens, right?
Rebirth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In church, right?
Maybe.
Isn't that what that's about? You dunk yourself in water.
I mean, that's baptism.
Mm.
I don't know. Like, I'm sure somewhere along the line, there's been a comparison between the waters and the womb environment. I don't know. That's kind of upsetting to me, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little unseemly, I think.
Right.
Little unseemly. You pulling Charo out just made me think about like just how that plays into it, and I'm wondering if that's something we have in common.
I think it's just daytime TV when we were kids.
Maybe, yeah, daytime and late night. Yeah.
Late night.
Hey, you know, naked night, you know? It's just a
USA up all night.
Yeah. Gonna watch Wings. Gonna watch Wings. Hey, Chris, you have a story for me?
I do. I'm just trying to figure out which one it's going to be.
Hmm. Do you want me to make the decision for you?
Are you? Of course, you're going to be familiar with this. Cotard's syndrome.
Cotard syndrome. That is the belief that it's like advanced hypochondria, where you think that you're already dead.
You believe that you have no body parts, blood, or organs, or you consider yourself dead or immortal.
Right.
I'm a legend.
I am a legend. I'm a legend. I have Cotard syndrome or Cotard delusion, I think.
Yeah. Evidently, it was discovered in 1880. Very, very, very rare. Like 0.5% of people in the entire world.
Mm.
Known as walking corpse syndrome. It starts off with depression and anxiety. Got all kinds of weird complaints.
And then advances to like, oh, I just, all my teeth are falling out and just, I don't have any blood anymore.
One woman walks into a hospital telling them that her stomach was missing and that her liver was putrefying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty upsetting.
How do you go there?
I don't know. I think that there's just a... I think that there is just a long, like anything else, there's a long series of kind of like easy yeses that build up to like one weird and horrible no, you know?
So they say that when they scan the brain of someone with Cotard syndrome, that their brain activity, I believe probably at an fMRI, but, as of someone who is under anesthesia or asleep.
Yeah, it's like a...
So it's real. I mean, like, their brain really does not work.
Yeah, it's like they're in a constant kind of a twilight dissociation kind of thing. There's a separation between body and mind.
Yeah, so after psychotherapy and drugs, one man said, I don't feel that brain dead anymore. Things just feel a bit bizarre sometimes.
I mean, that's, it'd be weird if it wasn't like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, this actually links to the states with the most mental illness.
Okay.
Let's
roll it up. Give me number five.
Number five, Kentucky.
Okay.
They're all about 5%. Kentucky, Arkansas, Maine, Vermont, and West Virginia.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty tight cluster.
Right. Missouri was number 6.
Weird.
Yeah, there's nothing in common there. I mean, it's just people, you know?
It's just people, but like, you know, I don't know, I'm reading a lot about lead poisoning. For work. That shit's scary.
For work?
No, just a thing. Don't worry about
it. You doing a campaign for Flint?
No. But it's just like all of those are just places where a bunch of shit went on, you know. It's like, okay, well, there may just be. I'm not a toxins guy. I think whenever somebody like invokes like, ah, yes, it removes the tie, like immediately my pseudoscience kind of like meter just kind of blows up. But like, there has to be like something in your environment or something just you know, something unwholesome that kind of creeps in. And like, if you look at something like lead poisoning, that's kind of the closest equivalent we have to like a molecule just haunting a tract of land for decades, for centuries. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, it's just a haunting. We're all going to be a little bit dumber and a little bit crazier because of this. That's weird.
Yeah, lead poisoning.
What's number one on that state list again?
West Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, just think about like all the shit that the coal mines kicked up. I don't know. It's just,
yeah, could be.
It's food for thought. I don't know.
I very rarely look for an answer.
Well, no, I'd say that way madness lies. There are no answers. There are just more questions. You know,
just yeah, gotcha. No, I'm good. I'm good.
just a branching tree of what ifs and hypotheses. There's no right. Like, you just hope and pray that eventually it's gonna converge back, but no, the possibility space just blooms outward like some kind of horrible dark cloud of uncertainty that just keeps you from breathing, you know, and all you can do is just curl up in bed, fucking kill the day, just murder it with unnecessary sleep. You know, if you ever feel that way.
I'm sorry. I thought we were doing guided meditation.
Should I do that? Should I make some guided meditation tapes?
I think you should. Here, lead people through a horoscape.
Ooh, yes. A new hellscape tape went up. Oh man, just take a vacation through my anxiety.
Is your life too wonderful?
Lay there. Think about how the stove burner might still be on. Don't get up. Don't go check. Just think. Think about your kitchen filling with gas.
Does it bother you that you don't worry as much as your friends?
Oh, man. Have you ever wondered why God wants you hovering over this toilet bowl, wanting to throw up and die?
Have you talked to your doctor about how you go to sleep so easily at night? Are you not getting answers about how happy you are and why?
For only three payments of $49.95, you can be a shambling wreck too.
You too can join Cole's friends.
That's a contradiction in terms. Go with Cole's friends. Yeah.
I have a hard time saying no.
Oh man,
it's not going to help you with that. But
do you find it's just too easy to leave the house?
Are you not afraid of anything?
This is getting too real,
right?
Yeah.
Do you find yourself standing in the middle of rooms without your back to the wall?
Do your eyes not dart here and there during conversation, looking over the other person's shoulder for somebody approaching? What does that sound?
Rain is beginning soon.
Oh, your little dingus fired off. You have a weather friend. You have a weather friend too.
I don't have electronic friends, Cole.
Oh. You don't have the lady in the trash can?
We've been over this. You talk to your car, you talk to your fucking watch, your house.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to squirrels.
Yeah. Now, hearing about Qatar delusion brings up Capgras delusion.
Capgras.
Are you aware of Capgras syndrome?
No.
No. This is another delusion. It's where you believe that everybody around you is either replaced with an imposter. Like an identical looking person who is coming in, or they have been replaced. Everybody is a robot except for you.
Hmm.
Okay.
It was every time you put on a hat, you thought you were a country singer.
Capgras syndrome. Oh,
see what I did there? Hats and Tim McGraw.
Oh man, nothing.
It's called Gary. It's gold.
Why'd you say Gary?
I said yeah, because it's my friend Gary.
Yeah.
We don't want a copyright infringement. Seinfeld's litigious.
Oh, very much so. He thinks you can't make bad jokes on college anymore. Let's see here. Speaking of college, you ever play beer pong?
No, never in my life. Have
really?
I played beer pong? Never.
That was never in your life. You've never thrown a ping pong bottle into a solo glass of beer.
No.
I have.
I won a goldfish once.
What?
I won a goldfish once.
Oh yeah, those either like die the next day or live 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
You're familiar with chalks. Chalks goldfish, a little guppy, right?
No.
Yeah, it lived like 16 years. Was the size of a carp.
Really?
Yeah, like way too big for his tank, but he just kept on living, just missing a bunch of scales and shit.
Really?
Yeah, little guppy.
Little guppy, huh?
Little guppy.
Okay.
Yeah. No, but beer pong, for people who are not familiar, you arrange several glasses of beer, kind of like bowling pins on either end of a long table, like a ping pong table. And you take turns throwing
a filthy ball into them and
yeah.
then drinking.
Yeah. And then drinking, which is just terrible. Oh yeah, it's gonna bounce along the floor where everybody's been walking with their bare fucking feet, tracking in dog shit, you know. And this is a college house, so well, or more accurately, they're outside, and the tables stay outside in the front yards of these places all year round. Well, no more, says a Boulder city councilman. Boulder, Colorado, saying, you know what, we have like laws right now that keep people from putting furniture out, but the letter of the law says that the only illegal furniture to stay outside is upholstered. You can't have upholstered furniture outside. So he's looking to find a way to amend the language so that all of these college houses don't have just fucking Terminator 2 war zones in their front yards all year round.
Man hates picnics.
Just terrible. Don't even talk to him about gingham sheets and wicker baskets. That makes him sick.
Gingham sheets?
Gingham?
Yeah. What is that?
Gingham. You know, it's like plaid.
You know, gingham. It's not those things you put on a toilet seat.
What?
Gingham sheets?
No.
You know what I'm talking about, the tissue paper condoms you put on the toilet seats.
Oh yeah, those things will protect you.
Those are making you feel real good.
Yeah, those will help. Ugh, hate it. No, gingham. You know, gingham.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, no.
You can just keep saying the word.
It's a pattern of fabric. think like Raggedy Ann, like the red checkered
like
skirt
paisley?
That she wears. No, that like you're in the right neighborhood. I think mm-hmm. you just need to go two houses over to get to gingham.
Velour
and Andy. Velour Andy. Yeah, no, but this guy wants to stop that from happening. So there's a drive through like beer establishment. Mm-hmm. Here they don't have these everywhere. I think it's kind of weird that they're here, but you know, it stops you from having to get out of your car,
having to slow down.
no, but I'll go there once a week and I'll get a six pack of a local brewery's beer, some Rheingeist Truth. You know, you don't have to go into like a grocery store or something mm-hmm. to get it. Just a real quick way. It's like right by my house or very near my house. Go through there, and I noticed up by the cash register, they've got these paper bags that are beer pong kits.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I thought that was weird.
Yeah, I was recently, I guess now not so recently, but when I went to Myrtle Beach for that convention, they had like all kinds of like a make your own beer bong like wall with all kinds of different colored funnels and decals and hoses and things like that.
I mean, your beer bong says a lot about you. You need to put some care into it.
Right.
Yeah.
What does my beer bong say about me?
It's good. It's made of gingham. I've never done a beer bong. That kind of, you know, I'm not a fast drinker. Okay, so I say that as a lead-in. I say that instead of saying the crazy thing, which is, I'm afraid I might drown. Like, oh, you know, you're just raise it higher, and then just, oh no, like my throat meat gets confused by the deluge of beer that's coming in. Like, oh no, it's going to go down the lungs. Now Cole's dead. Cole's dead now.
Cole is dead now.
Yeah.
Let's dig his grave.
He was a legend.
He was a legend.
Yeah, I know.
You know, there is a grave digging competition.
Really?
Yep. It's held in the Hungarian city of Debrecen, something like that.
I don't know.
Yep. Get judged on speed, but also points for style in the
style.
In that, yeah, the look of the finished grave mounds. So the look of how it finishes off.
Wait a second. So is this? Are you like digging a pit, or are you digging?
You're digging a grave.
So you dig the grave. Obviously. And then do you have to put something into it and then fill it back up?
Yeah, they put just like plywood boxes, I think.
Okay.
Yep. The competition was put together in the hopes that it would increase respect and recognition for the grave digger profession and attract more people to the job.
Here's this crazy thing we do. And also sometimes we do it for money.
The job is under threat because of the increasing popularity of cremation.
Oh, gosh. Those bastards. We call them creamies.
Grave diggers are human, too. All contestants had shovels, rakes, axes, and pickaxes to dig graves 2 feet, 7 inches wide, 6 feet, 6 inches long, and 5 feet, 3 inches deep.
So here's a question. Whenever you see a grave, like an open grave in a piece of Halloween media, that's the only way I can think to describe it. Whenever you see one, it's always perfectly, it's perfectly rectangular. So it's like somebody dropped a refrigerator from a great height in a Looney Tunes commercial, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've never actually seen like an open grave. I don't think.
Oh, really? I have.
Yeah. Are they like that? Do they have hospital corners? Are they as tidy as Halloween media would make me think?
Yeah, they have to be. Because you're right next to somebody else. Oftentimes the hole that they dig, the wall, that it's like a shared wall. You're actually up against the vault of the person next to you. That's why they'd be really careful, especially when they're using machines. Because a lot of times they will get into another grave. Especially if they're burying somebody next to like an older grave where maybe the vault has collapsed.
Oh, or it's drifted.
It spreads out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. So you're pulling up pieces of chuck.
Oh no. You're not chuck.
I don't know. You know, it comes with the job.
It's gotta happen.
You know, you've made choices. You're a grave digger.
Occasionally, you were lured in by the sexiness of that competition, and just their incredibly horny fans. Oh my gosh, the grave groupies,
right?
They are DTF. By which I mean down to fester. They're very, very obsessed with death.
Corpses are pretty much down for anything. That's been my experience.
Oh man. I mean, that documentary Weekend at Bernie's. Yeah.
That was not a documentary.
I mean, those guys, they were like going around. That they wouldn't just make that up, would they? Who would actually like write that as fiction?
They stapled his toupee on, didn't they?
I don't know. That's a ghastly film.
Nah, it's good. The fact that they did three of them is ghastly. But.
Wait, there was a Weekend at Bernie's 3?
I think so. Wasn't there?
Let me check here. I mean, at that point, he's just a skeleton, right?
Weekend at Bernie's.
There's two. There's a Facebook page that is a campaign to make Weekend at Bernie's 3.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah. Wait a minute. So never paused to think about it, but Bernie... I mean, like that's just straight up a dude. They didn't just have like a life model decoy mannequin for Bernie. Did they just like load him up with Thorazine and say like, oh, you're a puppet now?
I don't know. I think Joaquin Phoenix could play Bernie.
I mean, he's a really versatile actor. Joaquin. Let me see here. Wait. Oh, gosh. And we can have Bernie's too. Wait, Terry Kisser, Bernie Lomax. Huh. Yeah, there were only two. They never completed the trilogy. But they left with that hook after they found one of the Infinity Gems.
What?
I thought you said you ran in the same circles.
I don't know. I don't play Bejeweled.
But you know what Bejeweled is.
I do know what Bejeweled is.
Yeah.
I know what Bedazzled is.
I bejewel and bedazzle it, bejangles.
Bejazzled. I know what that is. Bejazzled.
That seems like it would hurt.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It just glued on.
Yeah, just dab some frosting.
Dab, but you don't know what dab is.
What dab? Is that like a pot thing?
No, a dab.
Yeah, dabbing. What?
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah, it's a pop thing.
A pot thing.
Pop.
What's
like pop culture, pop music.
What is it then?
It's a dance move, man.
Oh, okay.
Like a crip walk.
Huh.
Or Gangnam style. Not Gingham style.
We've already done that. Gingham style was the name of an episode.
Gingham?
Gingham style.
Why was that? What were we talking about?
I don't know. I think it was a very similar conversation to this one. Oh, man. Yeah, Gingham style.
What does single payer mean?
I think it's relates to healthcare, where instead of having a bunch of institutions, the government acts as kind of just a very, very large insurance company. What?
Evidently, Alan Greenspan was good for the U.S. economy.
That's news to me.
I don't know. It's a John McCain quote. This was in the Weekend at Bernie's search that I did. John McCain was quoted as saying about Alan Greenspan, "And by the way, I would not only reappoint Greenspan, if Greenspan would happen to die, God forbid, I would do like they did in the movie Weekend at Bernie's. I would prop him up, put a pair of dark sunglasses on him."
What he's describing is basically what Russia did with Lenin.
That is, John, no one should ever accuse John McCain for not thinking it's 1986.
Oh, that's fucking funny. What a crazy thing to say.
What? And Trump's a loose cannon, right?
Well, John McCain just doesn't have any convictions.
They've all been beat out of him.
Oh, what? Jesus. Go. Oh, man. Chris,
tell a story.
I'll tell you a story. Key West, Florida.
The Florida Panhandle.
Yes. No, Key West, Florida. officials are baffled at what to do with a strange vehicle that they found outside of like a woman's club. This vehicle, it's got two big cylinders instead of wheels. Mm-hmm. It's got some leopard print seats, some like bullhorns on the front, and kind of like a canvas canopy stretching over the top. Has no motor. Instead, the floor is gone, and you just have to kind of like power it with your feet. Chris, what kind of vehicle am I describing?
The Flintstones car.
Flintstones, meet the Yep. Oh, gosh. Nobody knows who this Flintstones car replica belongs to, and they can't just tow it because it's not actually a vehicle. So Key West officials are just like, hey, dog, can you like, you know, consult your bird GPS and like have him fly you back to this car. And then you can just kind of like pedal your way out through the courtesy of your big feet, because like this thing, it's kind of spooking us out a little bit. Like if a hurricane comes in, somebody's going to be yabba dabba doomed if it just like blows through their front window.
So are they going to have to like pass an ordinance?
I think so. I think it's going to be a little bit like the beer pong thing. I think they're going to have to work both of them into the same language. So no tables meant for the express purpose of recreational beer contamination or foot-powered vehicles, which also, strangely enough, would make it illegal to park a bike outside of your house.
Right. I just wondered if they were going to have, you know, if part of that bill was going to have how much, you know, brontosaurus that bill was going to have.
Wow, that was a long walk, wasn't it?
No, not really. Mm. Get it? Pork in the bill? Brontosaurus? Brontosaurus burger?
I get it.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Again, because we're unstuck in time and we know what the Flintstones are. Yeah.
Water buffaloes?
I'm going to be honest. Water buffaloes. Let's get drunk and play ping pong. I gotta tell you, Chris, this is a pretty baller car.
It's not a car, Cole. You can't tow it.
I suppose it's not. I mean, it's not a vehicle, it's a conveyance. I imagine if you get like four people going, you can probably get it rolling downhill.
It's performance art,
I suppose. It's got Chris. It's like zebra print seats.
I think it's Banksy.
Hmm. Yeah, I think this is a Banksy original.
Exit through the barber shop.
It belongs in a museum.
It does. It really, really, really does. There's an article about.
Are you using that voice? Don't use that voice.
So why? What? Which voice?
That voice. That voice.
The dismissive one.
I guess like the fucking Stewie Griffin one that she just rocked.
Yeah. So the University of Alberta in Canada, which is has a medical school. They were putting on a workshop and invited someone in to teach medical students how to bend spoons with their mind.
Well, you know, like they do. Every doctor will do it. You have to, like, trick them into doing it, but, you know.
The workshop was called Spoon Bending and the Power of the Mind, and the poster for it boasts that typically 75% or more of workshop attendees will be able to bend spoons with nothing but their brain.
Yeah. Happens every day.
Critic was quoted as saying, just let that sink in. Whoever runs the pediatric integrative medicine rounds thought it would be a good idea to invite an energy healer to demonstrate how to use the power of the mind to bend a spoon.
I don't see what's wrong.
The workshop was canceled.
Well, that's a shame.
Yes.
No, they're never going to learn how to do that.
For propagating medical quackery.
Think about how many people are going to die because their spoons are straight.
And so is it?
Oh no, I can't eat this yogurt from around a corner.
So do they? You just set the spoon on the table and then bend it with your brain. You just stay. Like, how does that work? I thought that was where you like jiggled the spoon with your finger and made it look like it was bending.
Oh, like a pencil, like a rubber spoon.
Yeah.
No, you just have to realize that, you know. Everything is energy. Matter is just energy in a concentrated form. The structure that you see as a spoon is just something that the universe has decided is going to be a spoon at this point. And then you use your mind and peer into the space between those atoms and influence them with your will. And you shift into another world line where that is not just a spoon, but in fact a bent spoon. And you are now a universe traveler.
Yeah,
it's super simple. It's like applicable to a shitload of other things.
It's really, really easy to.
It's super easy. 75% of people in these things can do it. I don't see what the problem is.
Teach me a skill that 3/4 of the population is capable of.
Yeah, I mean, talent isn't skill. Okay, you can have all the talent in the world, but if you don't work hard, you're not going to, you know, not going to amount to anything. You know, the sooner we like learn that, I think the sooner we can just kind of like move forward, you know. And I think that whoever canceled this has a small mind and they're holding us back.
I guess. Yeah, this is a hole you fall down when you do this.
Yeah, because it's like super useful.
Spoon bending?
Yeah.
Not really. I don't know. I don't get it. I thought you'd be outraged. You love medicine.
No, I feel
empty on this.
There's, you know, there's more in heaven and earth than your philosophy doesn't account for. Okay,
I thought you'd be angry.
I'm not angry.
I thought I'd get a rise out of you.
I know.
Yeah, the rant that you went on justified it.
Chris, when you think I'm gonna listen to it,
seemed that way.
Chris, when you think I'm gonna zig, that's exactly when I'm gonna zag. All right.
Not usually. Usually you're pretty predictable.
Yeah. Usually I walk right into your traps.
Yeah. I mean, usually I just have to say like a weird medical condition, and then you tell me what it is.
Yeah. You know, Capgras.
Yeah. Yeah. Cole.
And then you just go. Yeah. Wind me up. Point in a direction, I'll go.
Cole, order Indian food.
Oh man, gosh, you just reminded me. Thank you for saying that. I've got some free Indian food coming my way.
It sounds like you did a good deed.
No. I mean, if by good deed you mean bought Indian food 5 times in the past and remember to carry my card with me, and I'm carrying a card for a free Indian dinner. In my wallet for when it's an especially bad day. It's kind of like, oh, well, Indian food could probably rescue this. So
wouldn't that be unsettling?
What?
Like if you went into a place and they said you're gonna get what's coming to you.
And there's nothing inherently wrong with that.
Curry.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Yeah, there's like, you hear the sirens?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I'm hemorrhaging.
Yeah. All right.
Cool.
Do you want me to tell them what they can do?
Please.
Yeah. You know, just the usual stuff. I don't think there's too much new going on at this point. We're casting out in the future right now. But we appreciate everybody who's listening and continues to listen and tells friends, who leaves us ratings and reviews, or, you know, likes the Facebook page, all of those things, the Patreon. That's all good stuff. Thank you. Sorry, America.
Sorry.